Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. On this cold Wednesday, I don't know how it is there, but if we're looking at 3 degrees here, minus wind chill of whatever. But anyhow, isn't it wonderful that God has given us a place that we can be warm, amen, even in the inclement weather. I would like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we thank you for taking your time out to be a part of this hour. For those of you who are listening by Internet, if you'd like to listen on Blog Talk Radio, the blog number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. That's the blog number. And if you would like to participate on Zoom, the Zoom code would be 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And you would type in the passcode is capital P-S-A-L-M without an S, Psalm 23. P-S, capital P-S-A-L-M 23. And you will have access to the Zoom. We are moving toward a Zoom, or we're doing a new thing, so we would invite you to participate through the Zoom line, if you could. Please, ma'am, please, sir. We are going to be moving into another direction. So if you could, you can call in with the Zoom number, and that is on the text message you can pull up for the call-in. And if you don't have it, let me give it to you right now. The Zoom number is 347. Oh, no, it's not. 347. What is the Zoom number? Pastor Miles, do you have the Zoom number offhand? Offhand, if you don't. But, well, let's move forward. For the Zoom, for the call-in number, it's 309-205-3325. That's 309-205-3325. 3325. That is a call number. If you do not want to participate on the Zoom visual, you can call in and you can listen the same as you do on blog. Both blog and Zoom will be, so you can pull up this message to share with someone later on. As we move forward, if you'd like to pull up this message on Blog Talk Radio, go into Blog Talk Radio and type in "We Can Begin Again." We can begin again, and you can pull up this message and listen to it and even share it with a friend. How good it is for brothers and sisters to come together and dwell in unity and in spirit. It doesn't make a difference where you come from. Amen. We serve one God that is the head of our lives, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Just so that you not get it twisted, that's what we do on this line. Jesus Christ is the head of all that we do. Only one God, there is no other. Amen. We're going to move forward into New Jersey, and we're going to visit with Pastor Miles, who is our regular speaker at this week, and he has a message for you. Tell a friend that Pastor Miles is on the line. Telephone, tell a friend that Pastor Miles has a message for you. Amen. If you want to be blessed, stay close to the Word of God. Amen. So we're hoping as we move forward that we do not have any echoes or anything. You know how technology is, and we're still trying to filter all of that out. So if we do, please charge it to our mind and not our heart. Amen. Pastor Miles.
You have to be on mute, Brother Paul.
You shouldn't be on mute unless he did it on his own. And if you did, if you're on.
I'll mute myself on Zoom. You won't hear.
Amen. That means everything I said on the blog was not. No, you're not muted. You're not muted.
You hear everything. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Herman. Okay, you're muted.
I'm going to have to go through Zoom then.
That's fine. That'll be fine.
Okay. I'm on the path.
I'm going to ask if we're going to move over to, was it 804? Area code, are you able to hear everything clear? Let me put it on.
Yes.
You are. Okay. Yes. Amen. Amen. So we have 804. They can hear you clear on blog as well.
Okay. So I'm going to hear an echo, so I'll be able to work through that.
Okay.
Amen. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. Once again, I consider it now, Robert, to be with you all today. I look forward to being with you every Thursday. I really do my best try to stay in the Word and labor in the Word to bring something to you that can be practical and you can use. Now, one thing that I'm going to ask on today, because there's a lot that I have to get out, and I want to get it out. If I get it out before the hour, I'll be happy. But I'm going to try my best not to go over the hour. So, Brother Moderator, if you could please mute all microphones, because I really want to get this information out without any people interjecting. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please write them down.
And hold them towards the end.
Now, I pray that you read the scripture for today in the title. We're going to go over it. But I'm going to attack this in such a way that you probably not heard before. And it's also going to be in such a way that it may challenge some of the things that you were taught, some of the things that you believe. But we're going to come with fire. Before we get into our foundation scripture, I want you to turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy. I have said this time and time again, this is the next two scriptures I'm going to speak on. Whenever you come here on Third Wednesday, I highly recommend that you have your Bible, a notebook, something to write with, something to highlight, because it's very good to build your own Christian library. So this lesson here, I had to dig into and something that happened last week or 2 weeks ago. Excuse me, that caught me slipping. And if time permits, I'll share that with you. There can be and has been and going to continue to be a misinterpretation of Scripture. People will say, well, that's my interpretation. There's two ways to interpret the Bible, the right way and the wrong. Now, out of interpreting the right way, you will receive many different revelations. Now, I'm not saying I'm the end-all and be-all of Scripture. I'm not saying that at all. I'm going to show you what the Lord has shown me. And our topic in our Scripture is, what say you? What say you? Now, there are things, and that has been happening, that there's preachers in the pulpit that are preaching a pretext. So what is a pretext? I'm going to give you time to write this down. A pretext is misleading or unconsistent. Given to doing something as a tip to conceal a pretext. P-R-E-T-E-X. Untrue reason given for doing something in an attempt to conceal the reason. They'll flip it to scriptures for what they want you to do, what they really want to do, but not telling you to conceal it. But Paul told Timothy, a young preacher, a young pastor, in 2 Timothy 2, 15, turn there with me. 2 Timothy 2:15. I'm reading for the King James text. And it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you underline in your Bible, if you highlight in your Bible, let that stand out to every time you see it. Rightly divide the word of truth. Verse 16. But shun profane and vain babble, for they will increase unto you more ungodly. Look at that now. Hang a right turn, go on over to 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. This is the word of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Now, I said man, but women, ladies, y'all in there too. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So you have to rightfully divide all scripture because it's profitable. For doctrine, the truth, for correction, for instruction, and righteousness. What I really and truly ask the Lord for time and time again when I pray and have fellowship. I've said this before over Blog Talk. The ministry that the Lord has placed in my bosom and on my heart. I don't want it to be a cotton candy ministry. Once you put it on your tongue, it's sweet to the taste, but it dissolves and it's nothing. It's gold. To make you text conscious. It is my goal to have you have scripture. It is my goal to understand that it is making. Now, once again, I'm not saying the end all, the be all, the scripture, but I'm going to show you what the Lord has shown me through scripture. Turn with me to Malachi. Third chapter. Excuse me. Let's get into the meat and potatoes. Thank you. If you have been at church any time, you've heard this scripture. And you probably heard this scripture so much you probably got tired of hearing it. Malachi, the third chapter, and we're going to start at verse 10. This is going to mess up some of his theology. You will never look at the scripture again the same. But remember the topic. Remember the topic. What say you? Verse 10. Bring ye all tithes to the storehouse. Here you go, Miles begging for money. I don't want your money. Every time you hear that, here they come, they begging for money. Watch. Bring ye all tithes to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prune me, Now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the ground of Lebanon, and he shall not destroy the fruit. That's my fruits, please. Of your ground. Fruit of your ground. Please underline it. Neither shall your vine cast their fruit before time in the field. Please underline that in your Bible if you underline. Saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. I want to go back to verse 10. Verse 11 and 12 is going to support what we're going to go over later. Let's go down to this. I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. You've heard that? And when most of the time when you heard that, what were they asking you for? Money. Will a man rock out, robbing the tithes and offerings? Money. Come on. Amen to the truth. I know all by Bermuda and please, brother, moderator, legally. Amen to yourself. They asking you for money. They pleading for money. In many instances, they begging for money. Amen to the truth. But what does the phrase mean, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that ye shall not have room enough to receive it? What does that mean? What is the blessing that's coming out of those windows of heaven? And where's it going? What's the blessing coming? Write this question down. What is the blessing coming out of the windows of heaven? And where's it going? Have you ever thought about that? I pretty much know what you were told. But you were told a pretext for the most part, which the Lord has shown me. And you have the definition of what a pretext is. Oh, got a question. What is the blessing coming out of the windows of heaven? That's a good question. We're going to answer that. Now, there's a thing in the Bible when people study, they call a law of first mention. Find out what a particular word, a particular phrase means in the Bible the first time it was mentioned. One popular one that people use is blood, which has the law of first mention, many different things, and why blood is used the way it's used in the Bible. But we're going to deal with the phrase, when does the heaven? What comes out the windows of heaven, and where does it go? Brother moderator, please open up your mics. And I have a question I would like for people to try to answer. Would you like to know what the windows of heaven is? Have you ever even thought on this angle? A yes or no?
Yes. No. No.
Is there another?
Come on, yes.
Okay, please, place it on mute again. I want you to write down, let's go to Genesis. I really want you to see this in Scripture. Genesis chapter 7, let's go to verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. The windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month and the 17th day, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Let that marinate. While that's marinate, let's go on over to Genesis, verse 2. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. By reading this so far, what's coming out the windows of heaven? What say you? Please leave the mics silent. When he said he's going to open up the windows, let's go back to Malachi. I will open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive it. He's opened up the windows of heaven. What's coming out of the windows of heaven? What say you by reading those two scriptures? Let's go back to Genesis 7. Let's go to verse 4. I received one reply and said that, well, what's the blessing? Let's go a little bit further. Verse 4. Genesis 7. But yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made, I will destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according as the Lord had commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his son, and his wife, and his son's wives with him into the ark, because the waters of the flood, of the clean beasts, and of the beasts that are not clean, and of the fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went two and two into the ark, and to Noah, into the ark, the male and female, as God had commanded them. And it came to pass, after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. And we read this already, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, and in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and it rained upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So when the windows of heaven opened up, what came out? What say you? Let's go first. Let's go to Genesis chapter 7, verse 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark and it was lifted up above the earth. What came out of the windows of heaven? What have you read so far? What say you? Let's turn to 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles chapter 7. Now, when we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, we immediately go to verse 14. Popular scripture that we always run to. If people say it with conviction, got to memorize by heart. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land, and our church go into uproar. Now, I'm not saying that's bad. That's a good scripture. But let's go back to verse 13. I will shut up heaven, that there will be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, what is he talking about? The windows of heaven. What coming out the windows of heaven? What is what the people need? What is it that they need? What say you? The Malachi. Read 10. I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. What is the blessing? What's coming out of the windows of heaven? Let's go to 1 Kings. First Kings, the 8th chapter. Only thing we're doing is just reading the Bible. 1 Kings 8 chapter. Let's go to verse 35. When heaven is shut up and there's no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray towards this place and confess thy name and turn from their sins when thou afflictest them. Talking when heaven is shut up, what's not coming? Go back to Malachi 3:10. Open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You will not have room enough to receive. What do you think he's talking about? What say you? Make your own decision. Like this. Rightly divide the word of truth. Because it's good for, it's profitable for correction, for doctrine. We got to get rid of these fame battles, which are only going to lead to ungodliness. What say you? 1 Kings, chapter 17. Another popular scripture that we read, but probably we overread, we just take it for granted and overread it. Just don't look at it heavily enough. And Elijah was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. There shall not be dew nor rain for 3 years, but according to my word. Say anything about the winters of heaven? No. But we're going to walk. Remember that. Let's go to chapter 18 of the same book. Let's go to verse 1. The many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Does it speak about the windows of heaven here? No. But hold on to the scripture. For you had a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. After what we read so far, when the windows of heaven is opened up, what's coming out? What say you? First Kings 18 chapter. Let's go to verse 41. Excuse me. Verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now. And he went up and he looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass, at the 7th time, he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto, I will prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, and the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass, in the meanwhile, that the heavens was black and the clouds and the wind, and there was great rain. Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. Let's tie all of these last three scriptures together. Let's go to James. Now, you have heard this time and time again. And we read it before, verse 17, 1 Kings 17, 1. James 5, verse 17. And Elijah was a man, subject to like passion as we are. For he prayed earnestly, that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit, our foundation text. The rain, he prayed, the rain came back down, and it says in verse 18, the latter part of the verse, let's read it again. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth bore forth her fruit. Let's go back to Malachi 3:10. I don't want to overtalk 10th verse. And let's go to verse 11. I'm still turning at you all. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits, he will not destroy the fruits of your ground. It sounds like produce coming out the ground to me. That's what saved me. It says to me that when God opened up the windows of heaven in this portion of Scripture, rain came down so that the farmers could get their crops. Well, not to I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your wine cast her fruit before the time in the field. It sounds like produce to me. Sounds like grapes to me. Sounds like harvest to me. That's what I say. I say God opened up the windows of heaven and poured you out the blessing. What is the blessing? What's coming out the windows of heaven? Rain. And what is your blessing? Your produce. You don't have room to receive any of the stuff. Like the guy called in the Bible, calling the barn. I call him the barn builder fool. What will I do with all? I'll tear down my barns and I'll build up new barns. And put my stuff there. Tell my soul, let's eat, drink, be merry, relax. And his soul was required of him. I hope, I pray you remember that story. He had so much produce. I submit to you, well, this is what I say. When you open up the windows of heaven, when God opens up the windows of heaven, he's producing rain. So that you have your produce. And then it turns around and says, verse 12, and all nations shall call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Where's the money in this? What is happening? Oh, no. Water. Rain's coming up. So how do we use Malachi 3:10 for money? If you were to tithe anything, you tithe your produce to the land. That's why you bring everything into the storehouse. The windows of heaven. That was just a sidebar. Because when you read Malachi, first chapter, first verse, you see money's not even mentioned. And when you read it, you'll also see that the prophet, God is talking to the prophet. The prophet is talking to preachers who were stealing the produce. But that's another sidebar, another lesson. But open up the windows of heaven. What comes out the windows of heaven from what we are saying? What say you? Brother moderator, please open up the mics. I'm finished. I have 14 minutes left. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
Oh, mic's open. Any comments? Have a quiet group this evening. It means you're being fed. Or digesting what has been.
Well, allow me to present. Was someone saying something?
I said, I'll digest what has been said.
Well, allow me to present this question. If someone would like to answer. Have you ever seen it before? Have you ever seen it in scripture like this before? Is there one that would like to answer? I found this out through scripture. I never looked at Malachi 3:10 again the same way of what I was taught. That's why you have to study to show yourself approved unto God. Because of the pretext. And a pretext is a misleading or untrue reason given for doing something in an attempt to conceal the real reason. Now, at this time, the doors of the church are open. If you really want to know Christ is to know his word. And to know his word, you have to study his word. And you have to be in alignment with his word. So that he can open up your spirit man to you. If you do not know Christ, just press 1 on your phone. We here will get in contact with you. But get into a Bible teaching church. Not named Adams. Not Steve with it. Not Tinkling either. You're one here who said, I want to get to know God's word deeper. We here at New Beginners Ministry, we bring the word. We labor in the word. With 2 or 3 gaps, there he's in the midst. We labor in the word to feed God's sheep. That's what we are called to do. And we take that calling seriously. Have your Bible, your notebook, your computer, whatever you use, and build your library. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, check behind me and see what the Lord says to you. Acts 17:11, like the ones of Berea. They check behind that preacher. But I really dug for this one. Now, I'll tell you what happened. It's about 2 weeks ago. I got caught slipping. A preacher, pastor of a church, said to me, was Jesus a Christian? I said, no, Jesus wasn't a Christian. Well, if he wasn't a Christian, why are you one? A pastor said that to me. Why are you a Christian? And I couldn't answer. He caught me slipping. I knew the answer, but I couldn't. He caught me off guard with that. So I dug back in my notes. And why are you a Christian? I'm going to tell you why. Because if you take a look at Jesus Christ, I got to do it and cut across the field on this. Jesus Christ, Christ in the Greek, which means anointed one. Christ couldn't be a Christian because he was the anointed one. All of the ones who follow the anointed one are called Christians. There was, in the book of Acts, where God told Paul, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. You almost persuaded me to follow the anointed one. It's in the book of Acts. He said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. That's the phrase you want to look it up in this draw for call. Brother Moderator,
amen, amen. As we come to a close, are there any comments before we come to our closing? Amen. I'd like to thank you for tuning in once again with the message, and I hope and pray that you receive something from the Word, and you go back and look at the Word and study the Word yourself. And pray to God, to receiving notification from God. I don't know what that background is. So we pray that, you know, that you receive something from this message. And for me, I look at this for as obedience. Obedience to God. Obedience to God. And thank you for bringing that out in terms of Pastor Miles, in terms of money as opposed to any. You know, and when we trust in God, trusting in God means, you know, that we trust him even when we don't understand the situations. We trust him even when we don't understand the situations. So whatever your situation may be, we trust in God, knowing that God is going to be there for us. He said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. So whatever you're going through, whatever situation that you know others may be going through, you can trust God. Amen. Stay in prayer, study to show thyself approved in the word of God. Amen. And God will be there for you. Amen. He will be a blessing in your life. He's a blessing in my life. I can only speak for me. He's been a blessing in my life. And that's because I stay close to the word of God. Amen. Which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I trust that God is going to be there for me even when I don't understand what's happening. Amen. So we thank you once again. Amen. Pastor Miles, would you like to give us a closing prayer? And then we're going to close. Thank you so much for our word. And thank you so much for your studies and bringing out to our attention something that, you know, we don't look at and we don't think about. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that once again, Brother Moderator. It's a blessing for it's good to be here again. And I want to share something with you who are on Zoom. And for those of you who are not on Zoom, you're just going to miss out on the blessing. Two things today I want to share with you. Number one, because today is my birthday.
Oh, praise God. Happy birthday. Happy
the Lord
birthday.
Allowed me to see another year.
All right, my brother. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And then I received a blessing today that I've never received in my life. And for those of you who are on Zoom, I want to show you right now. I've never received something like this in my life. First time.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Praise God.
First time I've ever received something like this.
Happy birthday.
And I was working from home today, and my fiance came this morning, and she surprised me. And as I was on lunch, a knock was on the door. And I said, well, what is this knock? And they said, Miles. They were banging on the door like the police. And I said, well, what is this? What is this? They said, Miles, delivery. So I opened it and peeked and had my chain on the door, and I took it off. Did you, Miles, right? Say, yeah, this is yours. And that's what I received.
Praise God.
So my fiance comes out the kitchen, and she says, oh, what's that? Who's sending you flowers? And I'm sitting, I'm back. I'm like, oh, I don't know who's sending me flowers. I don't know who's sending me. And I said, oh, my Lord. I said, this is my birthday. And so I said, look, I said, I'm going to go lay down. I said, no, let's read the card. And I didn't read the card. I'm like,
you're echoing.
I'm like,
you're getting feedback.
And then the Lord told me to come her. And I really saw
it. So surprised. He drew me. I said, they can come on. What do you think?
Well, with all that said, if all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you for all that has been said and all that has been done. And, Lord, we carefully give your name the glory and honor and the praise. Lord, let us eat it up, digest, and live out your word. Now unto him that has the power to establish you according to the gospel of preaching of Jesus Christ, keep your mind will, imagination, intellect, emotions, pure before him and faultless.
Yes.
And may the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in each and every one of us now and forevermore. And the church say, amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed week.
God bless you. And happy birthday again.
I can go eat birthday cake. Haunted by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far. Lost its seed from the shadow of a dream that used to be. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin. I face the dawn.